What bracha should we recite after drinking beverages? So there's a general question as to whether we treat beverages when it comes to the requirements for bracha achrona, if we treat them like food or not. So what do I mean by that? So number one, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Or Chaim Siman, Kuf Tzadi Se'iv Gimel, that the amount that you have to drink to be chayav for a bracha achrona, there's a safek, it's a doubt. Im dai bi kezayis or birvius. Is the shear a kezayis like food? Just like food, the shear to recite a bracha achrona for food is a kezayis, size of an olive. Or is the shear for beverage a revius? Magen Avraham explains that the safek is really based on the Rishonim, but the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Dalad explains the yesh suffix the yesh lidemoso lachila v'kizayis to be compared to food to eating, and therefore the shear should be a kizayis, which should probably be about 1 ounce. Oh no, Mark, kivin the kaimalam v'savata zoshtia, but yidan sheyishta k'day savia. Or maybe we should say that when the pasuk says v'chalta v'savata, and there's a limud that v'savata refers to drinking, so maybe the requirement for a bracha achrona when it comes to drinking is the shear savia of being satiated, which is a revius. So let's say there are different opinions about what a revius is. According to Rav Chaim Noah, let's say a revius is about 3 fluid ounces. So that would mean that it's either 1 fluid ounce, if it's a shear of kezias, or 3 fluid ounces. The Shulchan Aruch basically says that we should be careful to either drink less than a kezias or more than a revius. Because if you drink between a kezias and a revius of a beverage, then it's a suffek bracha achrona. And so I think the general practice is that if we drink anything less than 3 fluid ounces, then we would not recite a bracha achrona. The question is, though, how quickly would you have to drink these 3 fluid ounces? Because just like when it comes to food, you have to eat the food, the kezayis, bichdei achilas pras, the time that it takes to eat a pras, and some say that's maybe around 4 minutes. Is that the same when it comes to a revius? Do you have 4 minutes to drink the 3 fluid ounces, or maybe is there a different time? So the Shaar Tzion writes in Simon Reish Yud Sif Katan Yudav, Mr. Bruin, Shaar Tzion writes the following. He writes that that normally speaking, you should drink it in Shtei Pa'amim, in 2 gulps. The time it takes to, in 2 sips, you should have 3 fluid ounces. In the time it takes to have 2 sips, shehu midas derech eretz. This is the mida of derech eretz, because the Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim Siman Kuf Ayin Seif Ches writes that lo yishta koso mebas achas. You should not drink your entire cup in 1 gulp or 1 sip. Vimshasa is a gargron. If you do that, you're like a glutton. Shnayim derech eretz, the way to drink a beverage, your cup, with derech eretz is to do it in 2 sips. So therefore, it seems that you should drink the 3 fluid ounces of a beverage within the time it takes to have 1 sip or at very least 2 sips. Now, the Mishnah Brura in Simon Reishud Sif Katanalov says that there's actually another opinion. It's actually based on the laws of Yom Kippur. When it comes to Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Simon Tuf Reishud Beis Sif Yud, there are 2 opinions that we know that if someone is in a life-threatening illness, we allow them to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, ideally Bishiurim, ideally to have less than a certain amount within a period of time. So ideally, you want to drink, if you have to drink, if you could drink less than a revius within a certain period of time, so that's preferable to just drinking whatever you want on Yom Kippur, if it's possible to do so when you're in a life-threatening situation. So the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch there writes that there are 2 different opinions. That one opinion is that you should drink less than a revius, Kadesh Shasias reviews, that like in the time that it takes to drink reviews. In other words, you should drink 3 fluid ounces in the time it takes to let in more than the time it takes to drink reviews. In other words, drink it in more than two sips. But Yesh Omrim, some say Shashir Tsiruf Hashtios Kedei Achilas Pras, Kamosh Tsiruf Achilos. And some say that no, that we treat drinking just like eating. So therefore, if you drink the 3 fluid ounces within 4 minutes, then that would be a problem. You should try to drink the 3 fluid ounces in time span of more than 4 minutes. So that's the question when it comes to also Bracha Achrona. If you drink the 3 fluid ounces, let's say, in more than the time it takes to have two sips, but in less than 4 minutes, would you recite a Bracha Achrona? So truth is, the Vilna Gaon paskins that's the halacha, that if you drink the 3 fluid ounces in the Revius, the 3 fluid ounces in less than Kedei Achilas Pras, in less than 4 minutes, you would recite the Bracha Achrona. However, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. That seems to be minhag olam, that if you drink the 3 fluid ounces, the time it takes more than 2 sips, then you would not recite a Bracha Achrona. What that would also mean is that if you have coffee or tea, a beverage that's hot, so you definitely cannot drink 3 fluid ounces of a hot beverage within 2 sips. And therefore, you would never recite a Bracha Achrona unless, you say, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkatan, in Siman Reish Yud, Sifkatan Aleph, that Ein Shei Maisa, certain people want to be Machmir. If they're drinking a hot beverage, then they're sipping it, but then they would wait at the very end and leave some drink at the very end, wait till it cools down, and then drink 3 fluid ounces in one sip. But the basic halacha is like the Mishnah Berurah, that basically the 3 fluid ounces within 2 sips, if it's more than that, so if it takes you 30 seconds, 40 seconds, you would not recite a Bracha Achrona on a beverage. If you would drink the beverage with a straw, presumably you would also not recite a Bracha Achrona. Interestingly enough, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, paskin like his Rabbeim, of Chaim Brisker, paskin like the Vilna Gaon, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach would recite a Bracha Achrona if he would drink the 3 fluid ounces of the Revius within 4 minutes, within Kedei Achilas Pras. But the story goes that someone asked him what he should do, and he told the person, you should follow the Mishnah Berurah. I follow my Rabbeim, and they follow the Vilna Gaon, but you should follow the Mishnah Berurah. So again, we generally hold you need to drink at least 3 fluid ounces within the time it takes to, in 2 sips. Then you would say the Bracha Achrona on a beverage, a cold beverage, a hot beverage. Generally, you would not recite a Bracha Achrona because you can't drink that amount within that period of time.